Welcome, everybody, to your Yoga Nidra practice. To begin, let's remember that through this practice, you're going to be lying in stillness or as close to stillness as you can for the next chunk of time, during which, through a conscious relaxation, through stillness, your body temperature is going to drop a little bit. So if you have that cozy pair of socks, your favorite warm sweater, maybe an extra blanket today, some cozy layers you can add, please do all of the above. Grab all of the things, all of the cozies, and when you feel ready, enter in, come into your quiet space, your warm space, your supported space, where you won't be disturbed, or there's minimal disturbance, right? Eventually coming to lay down either on the ground or your mat, a couch, whatever is accessible, whatever makes sense today for your body in this moment, wherever you are. Of course, feel free to prop your head with a little pillow, so long as it doesn't take your neck out of alignment. So unless you have some reflux issues, are pregnant, try to lay as flat as you can. But a pillow, a cushion under the head, always welcomed. I never practice without it, but just being sure not to, as mentioned, throw your spine, your neck out of alignment. You could also choose to place a bolster or a pillow, a rolled yoga mat under the knees to support the hips and the low back. And bring your feet a little wider than hip width distance. Extend your legs out fully. Feel that length. Flop the toes. Then settle the legs down, relaxing fully. You got it. Even the ankles relax. Bring the palms to face up, maybe down, the arms about 45 degrees from the body. Tuck the chin ever so slightly, so you can feel that really nice length and that space through the back of the neck, through the whole spine. Scooped pelvis, tucked chin equals long spine. And just feeling this spaciousness through the spine, but through the whole body. And check in, make sure you feel symmetrical and balanced. Close down the eyes, let the eyelids soften, the eyes sink down and back heavy in their sockets. A smoothing out through the forehead, even the hairline and the scalp. Let the back of the head be heavy, arms heavy, legs heavy, even the wrists and the ankles. The heels, the backs of the hands, heavy. Tend to your blankets, eye mask, your clothing, any coverings. Do you feel supported, warm, comfortable? Is your body in the perfect pose, the perfect position for you in this moment? Take a huge belly breath in. We're going to hold this one at the top. Lion's breath, stick out your tongue, open the mouth, unhinge the jaw, sigh it out. Make some noise here. You got it. Through the nose, fill low belly, mid belly, upper belly, chest. Hold at the top of the head. open mouth, stick out the tongue, make some noise, audible exhale. Last one through the nose, fill the belly like a balloon, flare the ribs out, drink up through and past crown of the head, and hold. Biggest sigh, your biggest release of the day, let something go. Release. Now, ideally, through this practice, there's no desire, no call for movement. But of course, if your body needs to move or shift, all I'm going to ask is that you first notice and watch this maybe desire arise, this want to move. Watch it bubble up. Maybe it will pass. And if the feeling persists, then of course, move your body, but doing so mindfully. And of course, with the intention of returning to a supported, comfortable, relaxed place. So that being said, if there are any little or large movements that you could do right here, right now, before we begin, anything that would make you feel more comfortable, more supported, do so now. And check in with your jaw from one ear to the other. Maybe create some space between the top and the bottom rows of teeth. Relax the tongue. Bring awareness to your third eye center, that space, that intuitive point between your eyes. Allow this space to soften. The softening rippling through the eyebrows, the whole forehead, the whole face softens and relaxes. And become aware of your physical body. Notice your body touching, landing on the supports beneath you. Whether it's the floor or your yoga mat or your bed, become aware of the parts of your body that are touching the surface below you. And could you allow those parts to become even more grounded, rooted, heavy? And bring your awareness to your nostrils, the right nostril and the left. And could you notice any smells around you in this space? Noticing the texture, the quality of the air that you are breathing from this room. Just notice the feeling of the breath moving in and out through the nose. Noting whether it feels cool or warm. Breath flowing in. Breath flowing out. And bring awareness to your mouth. Notice any taste, moisture, dryness. Is there any tension in your mouth? A spaciousness. And then notice the meeting point of your top lip and bottom lip, or the space between them. Letting go of any tension, any pressure, any holding. Just feeling a soft spaciousness, a a soft meeting point or space between the lips. A softness, a spaciousness between lips, through lips, and the entire mouth. Now allow your awareness to travel up towards and into the back of your now heavy eyelids. Notice any movement or light, shapes, any little dances of energy happening right now on the back of the eyelids. And if any tension arises in the third eye point, soften, relax, find that spaciousness. Noticing any activity behind closed eyes. And bring awareness to your ears. Notice any sounds around you in your space. And imagine any sounds moving around all the curves and canals, corners of your ears, inviting sound in, near and far, inside and out. Allow sound to dance and move around the canals of your ears. And bringing awareness to your body, your skin, your outline. Notice the feeling of your clothes on your skin, any blankets or props, the air on exposed skin. Whole body is present. Presence in the whole body. Now, before we dive into a rotation of consciousness, I want you to feel into a current question. A question that you have. Maybe there's a situation that is in need of some clarity, some wisdom that you're seeking, an answer, a resolve, direction, some advice. Think of this question that you have, or this situation you're in, the resolve that you're looking for. Take time. Think of this situation, this circumstance, this question, this desire. Now plant it like a seed at your third eye point. You need to dig up the soil, plant that seed, pat the soil back down, smooth it out, a little watering tin, some sunshine, then let it go. The rotation of consciousness. Bring your full awareness, your presence now, to the very tip of your right hand thumb. The tip of right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, tip of right pinky finger. Bring your awareness to the space between the right fingers. Palm of hand, back of hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, right chest, ribs, waist, right hip bone, thigh muscle, right knee, right shin, calf, right ankle, the top of the right foot, the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Sense the space between your toes. Sole of the foot, right heel, right calf, back of the knee, back of the thigh, right buttock, the right low back, right mid back, right upper back and right shoulder blade, the center of the back of the neck, the back of the skull. Now slide your awareness over to the tip of the left hand thumb, tip of left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, the space between fingers, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, left chest, ribs, waist, left hip, thigh, left knee, shin, calf, ankle, top of the left foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, spaces between your toes, sole of the foot, left heel, calf muscle, back of the knee, back of the thigh, left buttock, left side low back, mid back, upper back, and shoulder blade, the center of the back of the neck, the back of the skull. Bring your awareness to the entire right side of your body. The whole right side of your body is relaxing. And awareness to the entire left side of the body. The whole left side of the body is relaxing. Bring your awareness to the front of your body, to the back side of the body. Now relax your entire body. Whole body is relaxing. Now bring your awareness to the breath, to the effortless rise and fall of the breath. Feel an expansion on the inhale, a contraction with the exhale. And with each breath, every inhale, imagine the inhale is traveling further into and through your body, all the way out to your fingers and your toes. And then, with each exhalation, it draws back to that starting point where the end of the exhale and the spark of the inhale live in your body. And then I want you to imagine your breath expanding beyond your body. So your inhale leaves, exits out through fingertips and toes into the space around you, infusing the space. And then on the exhale, it's collecting back to that starting point. Breathing in this way, a few rounds of breath. An expansion out through your edges, toes, and fingers on the in-breath. The exhale, a reverse. A contraction coming back in through all those points to that point in your body where the exhale ends and the spark of the inhale lives. The breath, exploring sensations of opposites now. To begin, simply allow your body to start to feel warm, like you're lying in the sun, no shade, it's a hot summer day. Feel a warmth, a heat in the body. And with that warmth, allow there to also be a heaviness. It's like you're lying in a warm, silky sand, your body making that perfect imprint in the earth and the beach below you. Feeling warm and heavy at the same time. Now release that and allow your body to become very cool, chilly. And with that coolness, imagine a lightness. Almost like your body were floating and rising up off of the ground, up towards the sky. The wind is icy and chilly, this cold winter breeze blowing your body around like a feather. Feel cool and cold and light and weightless. Now, could you feel all four sensations at the same time? Warm, heavy, cool, and light. Doing your best. Note your inner landscape when you are attempting to feel warm, heavy, cool, and light, all experiences merging together. And let that go, release it. And bring your full awareness up and in to the third eye point. Notice any and all sensation here, eyebrow center. And see if you can drop that awareness. Let it fall back towards the center of your brain. midbrain, center of the head. Fall back and land here. Noting this space, this center of deep intuition and inner wisdom. Now, imagine that you are watching yourself from the corner of the room, looking down at your body below. See your body lying, resting in a relaxed state. Notice how your body feels. Notice how your breath feels. Notice how your mind feels. And recognizing that this feeling is available to you anytime. It's just a matter of simply taking the time and the space to cultivate it, to remember it, to reconnect to it, to this space of presence, peace, deep relaxation, and the clarity that you seek. Remembering that question, that situation that you are seeking resolve, advice, wisdom. Fall deeper back and down into self. What is the answer? The message that your highest self wants to deliver to you. It might come slowly, it might come in the form of words or images. Trust whatever wants and needs to bubble up now. Center of deep intuition, inner wisdom, speaking to you now. Feel the back of your body on the supports beneath you. Tuning in once again to the weight of your body. Feeling fully supported here. And take a moment in this grounded space to cultivate gratitude. Gratitude for this time and space to practice, to reconnect. Gratitude for the clarity that you were able to gift yourself. And now think and feel into three more things you are grateful for in this moment. Become aware of, be grateful for your breath, and allow your breath to both deepen and also become louder. In and out, use the breath to slowly wake the body up. Bring small movements back into fingers, toes, roll out the wrists and the ankles, rock your head to the right, to the left, side to side. Maybe on your next inhale, overhead, point the toes, slide legs together, dive into a full body stretch. And exhale, let it go. If you're using this practice before bed, good night and sleep well. If you're using this practice in the midst of your day, you can roll over to your side or take a seat. Pause. Pause and bask in clarity, in gratitude, in breath. Thank yourself for making this space, this time, for you. Keep practicing. With hands at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends.